This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. On our program today, we're joined by Dr. Tom Little, the new superintendent of Yancey County Schools. Today we begin in regular visits with Dr. Little to talk with us about things going on in our school system and information parents and the community should know about Yancey County Schools. Welcome, Dr. Little. Tell us things that are going on in Yancey County Schools.
Thank you. There is a lot going on in Yancey County Schools, and we're all moving in a positive direction with what is going on. I do appreciate this opportunity to come and sit down and talk with you, and I look forward to other sessions that we have on a monthly basis or as often as we need to do so. We had our first board meeting on Monday, July the 2nd, and it was a very enjoyable experience for me. We began with a reception, and I was very pleased at the number of community people who came for the reception and various civic leaders. Whenever we did the swearing-in ceremony after the reception, I addressed the board and the community who attended the meeting with what I consider to be my vision and mission for Yancey County. My vision is basically the same vision that I've had since I began teaching many years ago, whether it was as a special education teacher or a teacher in the classroom, a principal, a supervisor, an employee with the Department of Education. I've always had the vision that I want to create an environment for children where all children can learn and where they can reach their full potential. And that sounds a little bit like hollow words and maybe a pat answer, but it really isn't. That's the crux of the whole thing that we're all about. The process to reach that vision, in my opinion, begins with the classroom teacher, and we have to find the very best teachers we can find. We have to keep them. We don't pay a huge amount of money for teachers anywhere in the nation, so we have to do other things to keep our teachers, and that's to make sure that they work in an environment where they enjoy what they're doing and they're appreciated. So in addition to keeping these teachers, we have to work with them so that they will plan the appropriate lessons, that they will teach the course of study. We no longer can teach what we feel that is important. We have to follow a standard course of study that the state mandates and that we are tested on. We have to have teachers who make learning fun, who excite children for learning. We have to address learning styles with children, and we have to teach children at their ability level. Teaching is a very difficult job. It's not for someone who's just looking for a job or a paycheck. It requires dedication. And in order to meet my vision, we have to have these kinds of teachers. Along with that, we've got to have accountability. And that's my job, is to make sure that everyone is doing the job that we expect of them. Part of my job also is to surround myself with strong administrators in the school and administrators in the central office, and then to work through those administrators to provide the best possible education we can for children. During my career, I've been fairly successful, I think, over the years, and the main reason, in my opinion, for that success is that any decision I make, I always go back to what's best for children, what's best for the student. And regardless of whether it's best for my best friend or best for anyone, it's what's best for that particular child. And if you isolate it down to what's best for the education of the children, then you're going to be a success. And so I continue to do that. My mission for the school system is tied to the mission of the State Board of Education and to the Yancey County mission. Our mission is to graduate students who are prepared for post-secondary education and who are equipped to enter the workforce, and above all, to be prepared to live in the 21st century. There's been a great deal of interest in Yancey County and in the direction that I will go as far as principals, and will there be principal changes, and what will those changes be? I've given a great deal of thought and prayer to what I need to do as far as principals in Yancey County. We're very fortunate here to have very strong administrators who do a very good job. We will have about 4 changes in administration. Mr. Pete Peterson, who has been the principal of Claremont, is moving up to the assistant principal at the high school. He will be dealing with testing at the high school as well as transportation and some discipline issues. We're very excited that Mr. Peterson has agreed to take this position. There is a great deal of responsibility in this position. Our high school is a very important, plays a very important role in the education of our children, and I think we need strong leadership there. We have a strong team there in place, and Mr. Peterson will just add to that. Also, Mr. Philip Ray will be moving to the high school. He has been the principal at Ball Creek. Mr. Ray will be dealing with some discipline issues as well as working with some special education issues. Angie Anglin, who has been at Burnsville Elementary School as the vice principal, will be the new principal at Claremont School. I've been very impressed with the work that Miss Anglin has done during the time that I've been here. I think she's a very dedicated educator, and I'm looking forward to having her at Claremont. The final change is Sherry Robinson, who has been the principal of V-Log School. Ms. Robinson has been a standout this year as far as working and leading her school in curriculum development, and her children have consistently performed at a very high level. Her school was the only school we had last year who was a school of distinction, so Sherry will be moving to Ball Creek and will assume leadership there. So I'm expecting, and I'm sure we will see a great deal of movement in the right direction at that particular school. I guess the final thing that I'm working on is starting to look at the budget for next year. The County Commission recently gave us a 3% raise over last year. We had requested a little more than that, but I feel very fortunate, very lucky that they chose to give us 3%. I realize the financial situation that we are in Yancey County, and it's my role to make sure that we operate to the greatest extent possible within our limits with the money that we've been given. So we'll be working to refine the budget. I have made some hard decisions as far as changing employment, the makeup of the central office. We are not replacing our business director. We're not replacing an associate superintendent. We're not replacing an at-risk coordinator. We're not replacing, in fact, we're rolling four jobs that dealt with delivery and water control into one position. So we're doing things of that nature to try to save money where we can and not harm the educational process for the children. So that will be the things that we'll be working on in the weeks to come, and I look forward to coming and seeing you the next time.
Thank you, Dr. Little, superintendent with Yancey County Schools. We'll be talking again soon. For Community Close-Up, I'm Steve Murphy.